656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Starting lineup continues here on 99.1 FM, 990 AM. You're listening to Sports Radio WNML, your home for Tennessee football. And tomorrow night, you're going to have Tennessee taking on Alabama. That's a 9 o'clock kickoff from Bryant-Denny Stadium. You'll get to check out the brand-new lights that Alabama is going to be stouting there in Tuscaloosa. And a Tennessee football team looking to win back-to-back games against an SEC West opponent. But in fairness, as everybody knows, Mississippi State and Alabama, two different monsters. Eric Kane back in the Budweiser studios. Still a game-time decision for Brian Maurer. Very interesting to see which Tennessee team we get tomorrow night under the lights at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, guys. Hey, Tyler, that line still sitting at 35?
34 and a half the last I checked, and that was 11:30 last night.
Yeah, Tennessee, a tremendous underdog challenge. Of course, all college football fans know that. It's Alabama and Tennessee, the third Saturday in October. I did some digging this morning, gentlemen. 2006, the last time Tennessee beat Alabama. I was 13 years old and in seventh grade. Tennessee defeated them 16-13. Quarterback Eric Ainge threw three interceptions, but Tennessee able to overcome that.
Sounds accurate.
For the victory. The tie was quarterback by John Parker Wilson. Gerard Mayo for Tennessee had 12 tackles. But on to tomorrow's contest, 9 p.m. Eastern, right here on The Sports Animal. Tyler, you just mentioned it there. It'll be a game-time decision for quarterback Brian Maurer with a concussion. Jeremy Pruitt said Riley Locklear probably wouldn't play, still dealing with concussion-like symptoms dating back to the Georgia game. Warren Burrell, Jameer Johnson, cornerback and offensive lineman, will be available per Jeremy Pruitt on Wednesday. And so that's a look at the injury report right there. But it's one of the most prolific offenses in all of college football. Alabama averages 51 points a game. That's second in the nation. Total offense is sixth best in the nation at 536 yards a contest. Tua, along with Devontae Smith, Jerry Jeudy, Henry Ruggs III, and others, attribute 366 yards through the air in passing. That's third best in the entire country. Tua Tagovailoa, probably the front runner for the Heisman Trophy right now, is completing 73% of his passes, 27 touchdowns, only one interception on the season. And guys, correct me if I'm wrong, that was a tip pass, was it not?
On the interception?
Yeah, I believe it was a tip pass batted around a little bit.
Well, you're right.
It was so close, though. I mean, look, but the point is, it takes some type of miscue or some type of tip for that to even be a negative mark on his record. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Already over 2,000 yards passing on the season. Smith, Jeudy, and Ruggs III have combined for 20 touchdown catches already this season. And oh, yeah. You have Najee Harris in the backfield, who is already over nearing 500 yards passing, or not 500 yards rushing on the season. Point being, that offense is incredible. The defense is coming along. A lot of fresh new faces in the front seven. Jeremy Pruitt paid it a lot of credit earlier this week, but it is a 34.5 point line for Tennessee, trying to, as you said, Tyler, win back-to-back SEC West contests for the first time in quite some time and pick up win number two in the SEC tomorrow. It'll be a big challenge, but Tennessee's looking forward to that challenge. Our game day all-day coverage will begin at 8 a.m. right here from the Budweiser Studios tomorrow morning, and of course it's 9 p.m. kickoff Eastern Time. Tennessee and Alabama, the third Saturday in October. Can Tennessee break the 12-game losing streak? We'll find out tomorrow night right here on The Sports Animal.
I'm sorry, Kenner, go ahead. My apologies.
Yeah, I was just going to say big thanks to our friends at Pools by Heritage for bringing this UT football practice report today and every day. You can get your pool started now, design to construction to maintenance. One call does it all. Don't forget that number. Call Pools by Heritage at 947-7527, or you can visit online, poolsbyheritage.com.
73% completion.